Marino. Here's a proposal a lot of people in Florida are following closely. It would require online retailers to collect state and local sales tax. It has just cleared a major obstacle. 628 at News 96.5.
See a problem in traffic? Join our traffic tracking team at 407 or 855-297-9696. Thanks to our network of traffic trackers, you hear about wrecks and backups first. News Talk 96.5 WDVO. Depend on it.
Good evening. It is 6:30 at News 96.5, and this is Orlando's Evening News with Scott Inez. I'm Joe Rubel sitting in for Scott this evening. And our top story, out of a job and in hot water with the feds. News 96.5's Tony Marino and Dave Wall begin our live team coverage.
This case stems from a county employee accused of selling driver's licenses on the side.
6:31 at Orlando's News 96.5. I'm Tony Marino.
I'm Dave Wall. A man takes the witness stand to say sorry for shooting at the police. The story in 2 minutes on News 96.5.
Well, it is 6:55, and for the entire news staff here at WDBO, it's been kind of an interesting and emotional week for all of us, as we learned that our kingpin of our newsroom, our rock, Dave Wall, has decided to take a retirement. Tonight was his last night on the air here with us at News 96.5. And Dave, you know, for the entire staff here, I just want to say we're going to miss you a lot, and keep your pager on. I think you're on call this weekend. It is 6:55. Andy Dean coming up next. Thanks for listening. This is Orlando's Evening News.
Introducing Andy Dean, live at 7 p.m., right after Central Florida's Evening News. The best talk radio in Central Florida just got better on News Talk 96.5 WDBO.